And road and bridge funding is one of the major debates in Pierre right now. Lawmakers are still working on Governor Dugard's funding proposals. Members of the House State Affairs Committee have amended the governor's $50 million-plus proposal. The new version includes an end date of 2030 for the 2-cent annual gas tax increase. A similar road funding bill has passed the Senate. Senate Bill 1 will also come before the House State Affairs Committee. The governor says putting off tax increases for road funding will cost the state more in the long run. Darren Bergquist is South Dakota's Department of Transportation Secretary, and he joins us on the line from Pierre. And Secretary Bergquist, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, when we're talking about the State Department of Transportation, which roads and bridges fall under that department?
The State Department of Transportation is responsible for what's defined as the state highway system or state trunk system, and that's about 7,800 miles of the main routes in the state that are defined by the legislature through statute and put under our responsibility.
And when we look at the state highway system, how much traffic does the state's highway system handle?
Well, good question, because the state highway system makes up just under 10% of all the public road miles in the state. But those roads carry almost two-thirds of all the traffic in the state and about 80% of the heavy truck traffic in South Dakota.
Why is it that so much of the traffic is on the state highways?
Well, that's really the purpose of the state highways. Why those routes have been designated such is because they play the role of trying to move traffic, you know, from one end of the state to the other, from one community in the state to the other, and through South Dakota to other points in the country. So those high-volume routes are the ones that they put on the state system for us to maintain.
Now, as I mentioned, funding for road and bridges is one of the top main topics for lawmakers this session. The governor has made his proposals, which brings up the question about the transportation infrastructure in South Dakota and its condition. What are we looking at as far as where the infrastructure is regarding the condition of the roads and bridges in the state?
Well, in terms of the state highway system, we're in actually pretty good shape today. The condition of our state highway roads and bridges is very good. Really, the key is how do we make sure it stays there? We're fortunate to be having this discussion at a time when we are in good shape. Things aren't falling apart. It's much cheaper to take care of good roads than it is to repair or replace bad roads. So the governor's proposal is really to invest a little bit today in order to try to maintain that condition, as opposed to doing nothing, letting things really deteriorate to the point where we get to a crisis, and then it's going to cost us many times more to build the condition of the roads back up.
So right now, with the state roads and bridges, we're not behind where we should be with maintenance?
No, we're actually not. We're in pretty good shape through today. When you look towards the future and what in coming years and what resources may be available to maintain those roads is where we're going to start to see deterioration in the condition of the roads. You know, I caught the tail end of your prior story where Mr. Rogers was talking about federal highway funding. We as a state in South Dakota are very dependent on federal highway funding to help take care of our roads. We're a geographically large state with a lot of miles and very few people to take care of those miles. So we need that federal help, and a lot of the uncertainty and turmoil related to federal highway funding over the last 7 or 8 years really has us concerned that the level of that federal funding is going down and projected to continue to, at best, stay where it's at if it doesn't go down even further. So we're going to have to pick up more of that cost of maintaining our highway system ourselves, as opposed to relying on the federal government.
So states with greater population, they don't face the same challenges for funding from the federal government as South Dakota and similar states do then?
No, I would say every state right now is very concerned about federal funding. I would say it's maybe a bigger concern to us in South Dakota and in other rural states who are maybe rely on federal funding for a higher percentage of their overall road maintenance cost, as opposed to a high population state. where federal funding may make up a smaller percentage of their overall budget.
In making plans for maintenance and repair, how early do you have to start those plans? I mean, from the moment you determine that, okay, this is a road we have to work on, what is the process then from that moment to the time when the road actually gets fixed?
Well, and it really is a multi-year process. I mean, if we go out today and look at a road and say, boy, this really needs to be replaced, and we don't have something started in regards to that, we're well behind the eight ball. We tried to do a four-year stip where we lay out our highway construction plans for the next 4 years, and then on top of that, we do another 4 years of planning and starting to identify early on where we see a road starting to deteriorate and when we think that road was going to need work in the future so we can get started preparing for that. It can be a relatively long process, particularly when you're using those federal funds, of going from the point of saying, okay, now we need to replace this pavement, until a number of years later we're ultimately able to let a contract and get that project started.
Are the conditions of South Dakota's roads the same throughout the state, or are there some areas that maybe have more problems than others?
You know, I would say from a state highway perspective, we're fairly uniform across the state. Referencing back to your earlier story, I think when you look at some of the local road systems, particularly the counties and townships, that northeast part of the state is probably where they're seeing the biggest struggles with the flooding and the water and the issues and challenges they've had up there. But from a state perspective, we're fairly uniform across the state.
Secretary Bergquist, how do you go about measuring or testing the conditions of the roads? How do you find that out?
Well, we try to do that on the state system. We try to do that on a very objective basis. We gather a lot of data. We have you may have seen references to our quote unquote spider van. Mm-hmm. We had that on display last week at the Capitol, and that van basically drives every single lane mile of state highway in South Dakota every year, and it's measuring a whole variety of different types of information that we use to help gauge the current condition of the road, and by comparing that data from year to year, we can also project the deterioration rate of the road and when we may need to do something in the future. Bridges are usually inspected every other year. The big bridges, of course, the big bodies of water are inspected every year. So all that data that we gather from year to year really helps us in determining what is our need going to be in the future. When do particular segments of highway can we project it's going to need some type of a treatment, what that treatment may be, and when it may need to be done.
Do the state highways have an expected lifespan?
They do, although it greatly varies. Two big factors really can impact the life of a pavement on the road. The amount of traffic that the road carries, particularly the amount of heavy truck traffic a road carries, can greatly wear a road much quicker than a high truck traffic road will not last near as long as a low traffic volume road will. So that impacts us. Moisture is a big factor. Moisture that gets into the road will really cause a road to deteriorate very quickly. That's one of the things we're trying to protect against by doing periodic treatments to the road, is trying to keep that moisture from getting underneath the surface of the road, getting into the base and causing problems. And then different types of pavements will also last longer. A concrete pavement will last longer than an asphalt pavement will, but a concrete pavement is much more expensive initially than an asphalt pavement is. So all those factors kind of play a role in how long a pavement will last, when it's going to need treatment, and when it's ultimately going to need to be replaced.
Are there any new technologies that have helped make a difference in making roads and bridges last longer?
Well, I think, you know, there's always research going on really nationally, and we're very fortunate in that we have a research program in South Dakota in our department that's, quite frankly, nationally recognized. identifying new ways of treating roads, identifying ways to recycle and reuse materials so you don't need new material every time. I would say, though, that it's more of a case of a lot of little things adding up over time as opposed to one big, magic wand of a great new way to completely do pavements in the state that answers all the problems. But that's really an ongoing process of continuing to look at how we can build roads that last a little bit longer, cost a little bit less, or benefit the user a little bit more.
When we're looking at South Dakota's state highways and bridges, is there any comparison to similar states with smaller populations, more rural highways? I'm wondering if other states are in the same situation as South Dakota.
Well, I would say that most other states are in somewhat of a similar situation in that. With the deterioration of the federal funding, the annual increases in the cost of construction, the challenge of maintaining the roads and bridges, continues to be one they struggle with. And excuse me, I know a lot of other states are looking at other funding mechanisms, revenue generating mechanisms to help meet that need to maintain their system. I would say we in South Dakota, in terms of our pavement condition, particularly on our state highways, compare very favorably with other states, particularly with surrounding states. I've had a chance to drive on some roads in some other states, and in most instances, I'd take ours any day. So nationally, I know when it comes to bridges, though, we score pretty low in terms of bridges. That's mainly because of the bridges on our local system, our county and township bridges, and some of those that your previous guest had talked about, some of the struggles they had there. We know a lot of our county bridges are in bad shape. They need some work. If there's any plus to that, a lot of those are very low-volume routes that don't carry a lot of traffic, so aren't impacting a lot of people. But nationally, we rank poorly as a state on our condition of our bridges.
How much... the state rail system, how much of that is under any sort of discussions with the State Department of Transportation regarding infrastructure and how that fits in with roads and bridges?
Well, it's interesting you bring up rail because for years we've had a rail office in the department, and it used to kind of be down in the basement in the corner, and nobody ever really thought very much about it. But in recent years, there's been a renewed interest in the importance of rail for moving moving goods throughout the state, and particularly outside the state, especially ag products, getting our ag products shipped by rail out of the state, getting them to ports so they can be shipped overseas. It's really become a big deal in the last 5 years. Last summer, there was a lot of struggles getting our ag products shipped out of South Dakota by rail. The rail just wasn't keeping up. So overall, there's been much more interest in expanding rail service, both in terms of the volume of rail cars that we can get in and get out of South Dakota, and in the locations where we have rail service available. We just received last fall a $12.5 million federal Tiger grant, it's called, that combined with some state money, we will be awarding a project here probably within the next 30 days to rehab the state-owned rail line from Chamberlain to Presho. That'll be an almost $30 million project, and that'll restore rail service to that part of the state that hasn't had it in many, many years. So that's certainly going to be a benefit to our ag producers down in that area, and we'd really like to continue that trend and continue to expand rail service in the state.
How much of the railroads in South Dakota, how much of the rail line is state-owned?
I think it's roughly 400 miles of state-owned line, if I'm not mistaken, and then the rest is predominantly owned by Burlington Northern.
Do you see that a greater emphasis on rails will help with the transportation infrastructure, perhaps take some of the pressure off some of the roads?
Oh, I absolutely. every grain, every rail car of grain that we can ship outside the state and not have to put it on a truck and haul it, certainly benefits the condition of our roads and bridges in this state. Those heavy trucks do a tremendous amount of wear and tear to our roads, and I've become a huge supporter of more rail traffic in South Dakota, getting that truck traffic off our roads and getting those products out of here by rail.
Well, Secretary Berquist, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.